Okay, so
Kevin, the Wi-Fi is again. What is Kevin?
So, what did God teach you today?
Okay, watching your show there at the end.
It wasn't. It's not my show, but anyway.
It was on, though. That's the point. Uh-huh. And they were talking about whatever they were talking about there. They were in church.
Uh-huh.
And I realized we don't go to church just to praise God. We go to celebrate life. And that more abundantly. The other lesson I learned today was concerning Joshua.
Okay.
About how he was afraid to go into the promised land.
Why?
But God told him, don't be afraid. Have courage and go. And that's like us. Every day we get up, leave the house, and we go into the so-called promised land.
What promised land is that? And you go into bondage. You go into Egypt.
No. It may be you're viewing it that way, but aren't we supposed to go into the promised land and take what's ours? I don't mean steal it. I mean take it. Work for it, earn it.
I don't
be
know.
Be blessed by the world according to what God has to give us through it.
Okay. God taught you that.
Yeah. What did he teach you?
Nothing, because I have wax in my ears from years of buildup.
Oh, wait, I have Q-tips.
And I refuse to hear anything he has to tell me.
Uh-huh.
No. Sorry, I'm not talking to him. God. Yes. No, I will say this, though. When I was taking a bath and I was soaking, the thoughts in my head, and I'm thinking, is this my consciousness talking to me? Or is it God talking to me in my voice?
Well, if you hear it in your voice, I guess it's you talking to yourself in your voice.
Well, I thought God had a really loud voice and
no,
and
remember, he always whispers to that tiny little voice in the back of your head.
But what does a tiny little voice sound like? Because
I don't know. I can't hear it. It doesn't talk very loud. It's whispering constantly.
See, but the thing is it a man's voice? Is it your own voice? Is it what's it? I've never heard anything but my own voice.
So then, it's just a voice. There's no sex involved. There's no female voice. There's no tendencies towards gender. Or
that's impossible.
Or no lisp.
That's impossible.
Well, didn't Moses, after they asked him, your hair is white. You've seen God. I have visited. God is not a person. God is, how did he phrase that?
We're not quoting the movie.
The light of eternal mind. Sorry, I couldn't help myself.
What? You can't quote the movie.
I just did.
Yeah, see, then that's bogus because, you know, according to that guy that
wrote it?
No, that said that stupid stuff was, man, the Bible's true because man wrote it.
Oh, yeah, right, whatever.
And that everything in the Bible can be proven that it did happen because there's witnesses.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, dude, what church do you go to?
Well, there are witnesses. What was his name? He was a king for a while. He said Jesus was a good teacher, but not the Son of God.
I don't know.
He was quoted as saying, let my armies be the rocks of the fields.
Are you quoting a movie again?
No, I'm quoting him.
Oh.
If you're going to be like that, I don't want to talk. The birds in the air.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Anyway.
Okay, so God taught you two things.
But he lived 600 years after Christ, and he was a supposedly a credible witness. And I wish I could remember his name at this moment.
Okay. Thank you.